Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi and welcome back. It's Phyllis Michaelitis with our weekly podcast. My daughter Linda and I celebrated her birthday at a Darius Rucker concert near my home at the beach in Delaware. While at the concert, it struck me how much a great entertainer is similar to someone making a great speech or presentation. Darius engaged and inspired the audience throughout his show. Let's take a look at the similarities that lead to success such as he enjoys. In the first 30 seconds on stage, you knew he'd deliver what was promised. Darius entered the stage with high energy. He was fully present and immediately connected with the audience. He said, "Don't worry if you miss anything. This lady up front is filming the whole thing on her iPhone. See her after the show." Everyone had a good laugh. The background flashed familiar street and route signs of our area, our football team symbols, and photos of the beach. He spoke of taking his children to the beach and mentioned our local attractions. He was right out in the front of the stage, speaking to everyone and moving around to connect with all of the audience. Do you connect with your audience, or are you following a script? Your audience is now filled with a mix of baby boomers, Gen X, and Gen Y attendees. If you're one of them, then you know they expect to be involved. Gen X and Gen Y attendees grew up with interactive technology. Those of us who are baby boomers have gone from the days of three channels on TV to hundreds of channels. People flip channels and record programs for later viewing without commercials, so you have to get them involved right from the start, or they'll quickly tune you out. In today's world, people connect on social media in places like Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, and other forms. They have easy access to information about people, places, events, and other things of interest. Notice that Darius used information about the area to connect early on with the audience. He and his staff really did their homework. Connecting with the audience early sets the tone for the whole meeting or conversation. It gets things going positively. You can make the same type of connection by researching your audience members, their area, and their company online. You can connect before your speech by sending electronic copies of interesting articles and notices of upcoming events of interest. When appropriate, you can include pictures or logos of local places and events in your presentation. Remember, you're competing not only with the movies and television that have access to lots of money for special effects and big stars, but you're also competing with YouTube. So how can you differentiate yourself? It has to be the way you connect. Stories and interactivity are the most persuasive ways to make a connection. It begins with an engaging mindset. The audience gets its energy from you and you from them. So don't let things crowd your mind when you're presenting. Your facial expressions, body language, and your voice, pace, and tone will give you away when you're not focused and engaged. Darius was focused and engaged every minute. As he sang the first several songs, I noticed that he danced while the music played between verses. But he came back on the exact correct note, often turning in unison with the lead guitarist or the banjo player and making a face-to-face connection. That took lots of practice, and it showed. How often do you practice your speech? Practice builds confidence. You can't give an effective and engaging presentation if you read from a prepared script or you rely too much on your notes. Most people practice by reading their speech over and over until they have it memorized. But that's not the best way to prepare. Practice just like you'll deliver it. Practice standing, delivering your speech aloud, and with movement. This practice trains your mind and your body how to do it. This reminds me of a short story example my mentor, Bo Eason, told our mastermind group. Before he became a highly paid speaker, screenwriter, and a Tony Award winner on Broadway, Bo was an NFL football player for the Houston Oilers and the San Francisco 49ers. He told us the story of his teammate, Jerry Rice. You may have seen Jerry on Dancing with the Stars. Bo tells the story of a day of practice when the quarterback and the receivers were practicing throwing and catching the ball. Most receivers caught the ball, threw it back to the quarterback, and slowly moved back to line for another turn. But not Jerry Rice. He caught the ball and he ran full speed all the way down to the other end of the field, across the goal line, and he ran all the way back to the quarterback and handed them the ball. Not once, not twice, but every time. After practice, Bo asked, Jerry, why did you do this? And why are you first to arrive at practice and the last to leave? Jerry said he was dedicated to excellence and that he wanted his body to learn that every time he caught the ball, he would run across the goal line and score for his team. Jerry's an example of how you can be successful when you practice and your body and your mind know automatically what to do. Are you like Jerry Rice or Darius Rucker? Do you know just where to pause or emphasize an important point? A confident presenter comes across natural and authentic. The audience quickly picks up on these signals. Let's get back to Darius. He chose several songs that were very familiar to the audience, and he asked them to join in singing the chorus. This got everyone involved, young and old. I'm sure people heard us all the way down on the boardwalk in Ocean City. The participation made it exciting and much more memorable. How do you get your audience involved? No, it may not be singing the familiar chorus to a tune, but it can be asking a question, getting someone to participate in a demonstration, or telling a story that creates a vision and connects or asks them to do something. Research your audience. If possible, you can prepare questions that will relate to them and make it interactive. There's several types of questions that you can ask to engage your audience. It depends upon the type of speech and your audience. You can use questions to create discussion, introduce controversy, test understanding, provide insight, or as a review. Make sure that your questions are meaningful and that you're not asking questions just for the sake of asking a question. It's really a best practice not to ask all your questions to the full audience. Ask some questions of an individual, but be prepared to coach the individual to the answer or to give the answer and not embarrass the person. However, don't be afraid to pause and wait for a response after asking a question. Give the attendee an opportunity to think and formulate a response. Provocative questions can inspire new ideas and generate lots of interaction. You could take a keyword or a concept and ask what it means to the group. Or you can ask them to identify the challenges they would have to overcome to implement your proposed idea. You can also ask what they believe to be true about the topic. Speaking of words and questions, if you're truly focused on your audience and engaging them, you'll use more inclusive language. That includes not only the words you and we, but also language that relates to the diversity of the group.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Your use of media is another way to engage your audience. I took a look at the media used by Darius and his crew. The control area was clearly a well-coordinated multimedia show with flashing lights, colorful background graphics, and the mixing of music from Darius and his band. Your presentation probably won't call for this elaborate orchestration of media, but your media should be rehearsed. Are you presenting with PowerPoint? Does it include a switch to a website or maybe a video? Practice switching media helps to ensure a smooth transition. Sure, there can be snafus with technology, but practice enables the best possible result and the opportunity for you to create a backup plan. Words play an important part in a speech as well as in a song. Use vivid words to create pictures in the mind of your audience. Our brains think in pictures, so engage and inspire your audience using words that create images. Use words that add details so your audience can see the image perfectly in their mind's eye. Your words may even trigger images from their memory and make your message stick even more. Think in terms of power words and descriptive words. Power words boost interest and increase engagement. Words of mystery such as confidential, forgotten, and lost spark curiosity and intrigue. Power words of trust make people feel safe. So in that case, use words such as proven, authentic, certified, or research tested. Energy words wake them up and make them feel better. You can use words such as courage, surprising, sensational, or delight. Your words will resonate with the audience when they're arranged rhythmically. Contrast short sentences with longer ones to vary the pace and keep the audience listening. Alliteration is a technique that great speakers use to make a strong impression in the mind of the listener. If you're not familiar with it, it's when words close in arrangement have the same first consonant sound. For example, pleased as punch, bright as rain, good as gold. I suggest you read John F. Kennedy's inaugural address. He said, "Let us go forth to lead the land we love." That speech was a great success, and it contains examples of many great speech techniques. Don't forget that a short space without words, known as a pause, is very effective. That's because it allows the audience to connect what they hear with what they know. In other words, to catalog the new information in their brain. Keep it simple. Remember, less is more. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address was only 272 words, but it was and still is profound. Continuing my theme, Darius ended on a high note with lots of energy. He sang a very familiar song, and then there was an explosion of music, graphics, and lights. The crowd was thrilled. Then he said, "Thanks for a great time, drive safe, and come back next year." We all left satisfied and knew exactly what to do next. It's important to end your presentation with a strong, compelling call to action. This is where my dad would say, the rubber meets the road. You had a purpose for your speech, but your audience won't take action unless you ask them to, and you give them clear direction on where and how to do it. What do you want them to do? Ensure that your request is clear and it contains the step they're to take. If possible, get the audience to take the first step while in the room or still at the event or gathering. I like my reference to Bob the Builder in the speech I'm giving on Saturday. Like Bob, ask, "Can we do it?" and rhetorically say, "Yes, we can." Then say, "We must do whatever it is," or "I ask you to," and whatever it is, today. Your call to action may be to buy something or to implement something they learned when they returned to their home or office. To help you drive to that endpoint action, make sure their handout contains a space for them to write their ideas as they go through your speech. Then, at the end, in your call to action, ask them to reflect on their notes. Next, they should review what they learned and jot down key takeaways and ideas for what and how they're going to do to implement their actions. Finally, ask them to create an action plan with implementable actions. In the organization I'm currently working with, we're designing a program for people-centered leadership, and the attendees are to enlist an accountability partner to ensure they keep their commitments. So, take a tip from the experts, seek out opportunities to use these tips, and practice, practice, practice like a pro. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next week when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please Send your questions, comments, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website, www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website right next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our videos announcing our courses in sales and storytelling for business. They are a great bargain filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve your personal best.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.